They are following the future.
May 17th, 2023.
Following their dreams.
This is Filmcast, episode 198.
Fables spun of tomorrows to come, with many things yet to be seen.
Coming to you from the lovely Crow and Dove House Studios, deep in the wilds of Iowa. I started picking the show today. I was about four songs in and went, it's been all women. Let's just stick with that. So we're having the ladies do all the talking this week, except for me. I'll be babbling over here, but Lizzie will still keep talking. Meow. And then next week and the week after, we don't know. But if you have music you think we should hear, whether it's yours or someone else's, point us toward it. Bandcamp pages and websites, we're always looking for new music. And if you have any old tapes, we will digitize those for you. We can be found on all of your favorite podcast sources, and look for us Wednesdays at 6 a.m. and 9 p.m. Central on sci-fi.radio. Sci-fi.radio, sci-fi for your Wi-Fi. If you hear something that you like on the show, you can go to philkcast.com, where we try to post links to all of the music that we've played on Philkcast. Support Philk and Filkers, support independent music. Now let's get the music going. So what do you do when you want to write a folk song? You're not sure about what? You write it about everything. From Play Each Morning Wild Queen, this is the Flash Girls with All-Purpose Folk Song.
There's a ship a sort of sinking in the harbor.
And my lover is come down from the sea.
Or fens.
Or heather.
Fair maid, he sings, oh, show me to your chamber door.
Or arbor. And he means me well.
Or ill.
Or he ignores me altogether. My love, he is a knight so bold, impressive in his ardor.
Or a minstrel or a pirate with his thighs and arms so firm. With a mandolin or an angry grin and a dead wife in the larder. And somewhere around this point in the song, someone normally gets transformed into a loathly worm. Sing dum-a-diddle-dum-a-diddle-dum-a-diddle-dee. I'm singing of the forest or the tavern or the sea. Dum-a-diddle-dum-a-diddle-dum-a-diddle-die. You can cross out or forget about the bits that don't apply. Well, I sent my love a message as they led me to the pyre. But he'd shipped off with Prince Charlie to be a buccaneerio. And the pipes of fairy skirled, and the cows were in the byre. And we drank good English ale until we felt a little queerio. Oh, I care not nothing for your goose feather crutch, and I know you by the feathers in your you-know. And we bantered and we badinaged, and then she stole me watch. Then we sang and danced and lost our way all under the autumn moon. Oh, sing dum-a-diddle, dum-a-diddle, dum-a-diddle-dee. I'm singing of the forest or the tavern or the sea. Dum-a-diddle, dum-a-diddle, dum-a-diddle-die. You can cross out or forget about the bits that don't apply. Sing dum-a-diddle, dum-a-diddle, dum-a-diddle-doot. No one's really listening and no one gives a hoot. Dum-a-diddle, dum-a-diddle, dum-a-diddle-die. You can cross out or forget about the bits that don't apply.
We actually got to meet up with Lauren at Chambanicon last year. It was lovely. She's lovely. From her debut album, this is Lauren Oxford with Paint Myself Trying.
Bimonthly, I'm going to therapy. I'm trying my best to write songs. I let people tell me they love me, and I try not to tell them they're wrong. Some say you can't love others until you love yourself. Speaking on behalf of us with imperfect mental health. But I don't see how that can be true when so much of me is my love. And why would I hurt I've built and the bridges that I've burned. Got an arsenal of answers that I use to survive. Distract, devote, consume. Fawn and self deprive. Because why would I hurt somebody else when I can take any bad thing out on myself? It's hard for me to understand how you're still here, steadfast in your belief. This fog will clear. Of what you see in me when I'm drinking up the waters of the self-hating sea. I worry it's too late to paint myself anew. But if I can't do it for me, then I'll do it for you. Is that
So this is from one of those tapes that I digitized recently, and I have two big boxes downstairs that I need to start working on. Awful lot of tapes, and it's going to be so much fun. And so is this album. From More Os Than Not, this is Rebecca Hayden with The Wellington Mole Catcher.
In Wellington town at the sign of the plow, there lived a mole catcher, shall I tell you now? He had a young wife, she was buxom and gay, and she and another young farmer did play. Low to lie day, low to lie, little lie, low to lie day. The farmer came up to the door and did say, where is the mole catcher, good woman, I pray? He's out catching moles, love, you need have no fear. But they didn't know the mole catcher was near. Low to lie day, low to lie, little lie, low to lie day. He crept up the stairs in the midst of their frolic, and he caught the young farmer by the back of the jacket. Said, I've been a mole catcher the most of my life, but here's the first mole I've ever caught with my wife. Low to lie day, low to lie, little lie, low to lie day. I'll make you pay dearly for for tilling my ground. Out of your pocket I'll take £20. £20, said the farmer, I really can't mind, for it only works out about tuppence the time. Lol to lie day, lol to lie little lie, lol to lie day. Lol to lie day, lol to lie little lie, lol to lie day.
How many people have we heard do this song? And do it well. It's fantastic. From My Winter Rose, this is Meg Davis with A Monster's Lullaby.
Oh, there's something in my garden, and it's been there for a week. I tried to feed the crackers, but that only made it squeak. I tried to wash its scaly head, but all it was cry. So I think I'll put it back to bed and sing it a lullaby, a monster's lullaby. Yeah, yeah, your mother eats toads, may it grow a fine wart on the tip of your nose. Ding dong, the cat's in the well, so run and fetch another one. Oh, there's something in my garden, and it has a lovely nose. It has three heads, a wind-up body, and 20 pairs of toes. Oh, I'd call it Ken or Martin, but it wouldn't understand. And although it smells a bit like trash, I think it is quite grand. Yes, indeed, oh, I think it is quite grand. Yeah, yeah, your mother eats toads, may it grow a fine wart on the tip of your nose. Ding dong, the cat's in the well, so run and fetch another one. Something in my garden, and I tried to feed it toast, but it only smiled and tried to eat my best leather coat. I hope my mother likes him, he seems so fresh and green, and I think my scary monster friend is very, very keen. Yes, indeed, oh, he's very, very keen. Oh, there's something in my garden, and it's been there for a week. I tried to feed it crackers, but that only made it squeak. I tried to wash its scaly head, but all it did was cry. So I think I'll put it back to bed and sing it a lullaby, a monster's lullaby. Yeah, yeah, your mother eats toads, may it grow a fine wart on the tip of your nose. Ding dong, the cat's in the well, so run and fetch another one. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, hold the horse till I get on. Hold it fast and hold it sure till I get across the misty moor. Last night and the night before, a lemon and a pickle came knocking at my door. I went down to let them in, and they hit me with a rolling pin. Roses are red, violets are blue, carnations are sweet, and so are you. And so are they that send you this, and when we meet we'll have a kiss.
Prometheus Music has been putting out some Leslie Fish live albums to try to get out there some of the songs that she didn't record on other albums. So from Angel with a Sword, this is Leslie Fish with The Squatter.
This is called The Squatter. And yes, there's a chorus, which I expect you to join in on.
For matter is not energy, the brain is not the mind, and there are spirits hungry for what body they can find.
That's it.
You built a splendid mansion, but no tenant lived inside. A $1 trillion monument to mechanistic pride. To waste such invitation would surely be a sin. So while you fussed and tinkered, this homeless soul moved in. For matter is not energy, the brain is not the mind, and there are spirits hungry for what body they can find. You built this great computer marveled on the human brain, expecting it to think like man, spontaneous as pain. Well, you only got an idiot who'd calculate at speed. But while you raved and wondered, I provided what you need. For matter is not energy, and the brain is not the mind, and there are spirits hungry for what body they can find. You boast of all your science, but you never think to look for other forms of energy that aren't in your book. Or beings made of force alone who share this world with you. So never till the hour you die will you believe it's true. For matter is not energy, the brain is not the mind, and there are spirits hungry for what body they can find. As bodies go, this isn't much. It doesn't move at all. But it has all this knowledge at immediate recall. I always was a trickster, and I think I'll have some fun deflating human arrogance in all you think you've done. For matter is not energy, and the brain is not the mind, and there are spirits hungry for what body they can find. So here I sit exploring the ghost in this machine, the most expensive spirit trap the world has ever seen. You think it's artificial, this intelligence you've met. But don't start bragging till you see the data that you get. For matter is not energy, and the brain is not the mind, and there are spirits hungry for what body they can find. Yes, there are spirits hungry for what body they can find.
We got to meet one of the members of Echo's Children. We went out to Phoenix a few years ago, and we still might bring her onto an album, we're not sure. From the Hazel Tree, this is Echo's Children with Mortal Clay.
The mandolin was flirting and the boron stumped and danced. The women's skirts were swirling and the men folk smiled and glanced. Laughter in the shadows kissed the magic in the air. When I glanced around the circle and my husband wasn't there. When I turned to seek him in the dark among the sheaves, the earth gave way beneath me in a storm of flying leaves. I fell and heard the music change unearthly pure and chill, and knew myself an idiot who'd blundered underhill. I scrambled to my stinging knees, trembling with fright, and scarcely dared look up to see a lady crowned in light. The music shattered in my ears, I found I couldn't rise, for in the crowd about her throne I met my husband's eyes. I heard the smile in her voice, malice chiming fair.
So mortal, have you come to play the dancing of the air?
She offered me a challenge any bard well understands. A flute of mist and magic in the moonlight of her hands. My hands were coarse and dirty, next to her, so fine and fair. I hid them in my pockets, and I found an ally there. Hope rose up and whispered I might fashion, if I tried, the key to win my husband from the blindness of her pride. Surely, noble lady, though your magic flute may sing, true skill can pull enchantment from the coarsest mortal thing. Who owns the finest instrument can't show our music's worth, but who can play that instrument that's closest to the earth? I didn't quite take fire from the smolder of her glare. Too much earth about me and too little fire and air. She flung the moonlit flute away, how terrible she stood, brandishing a whistle made of simple mortal wood. She raised it to her blood-red lip and sighed its voice awake, her every breath enchantment and her skill without mistake. My blood and passion quickened as her melody advanced, till if I could have risen, I am sure I would have danced.
This is going to be interesting. Once again, as I have so many times in the past, please forgive my wild mispronunciation if that happens to occur. From Mermaid Tales 1, Underwater, this is Mermanda with Aja Candisha.
Dancing on to heels, sweeping you away into my world.
Mm-hmm.
in the night is when I walk. A hunger like you've never known. A taste for a specific something. A countess deserves the best things. Stay away, away, away. A blade of steel bleed to escape. The fire, fire, fire. My weapon is my name. My beauty is your weakness. Sans double talonné en te séduisant dans mon monde. Ça m'a volé les meilleures choses. Va-t'en, va-t'en, va-t'en. Une lame d'acier. Le feu, le feu. Mon âme, c'est mon nom. Ma beauté est ta faiblesse.
In case you ever wondered how they got their name, from the album Harmony Heifers, this is the Harmony Heifers with, wait for it, Harmony Heifers.
Late one night, coming home from a party, I was all alone, I was far away from town, just 1 mile from the dead. My fan belt broke and my engine melted down. I knew right then I was gonna do some walking. Pulled my coat up tight as I faced the chilling air. Headed straight down for the dead of the forest. Never knew for a moment just what I would find there. There were three cows dancing round the fire after midnight. All sang together as their magic filled the air. They jumped and they twirled and they howled. Bovine beauty filled my soul with awe.
One sang in,
then another sang melody.
One chimed in the middle of the tune.
They were wild, they were free, they were lost in the moment. They were harmony heifers by the light of the moon.
Singing hey ho, away we go, to dance our joy into patterns on the snow.
With a heart so full, I would never be the same. Though I've never been back to the dead of the forest, I'm a harmony heifer and I proudly bear the name.
Singing hey ho, away we go, to dance our joy into patterns on the snow. Hey hi, the time is nigh, to sing our praises to the lady in the sky. Hey ho, away we go, to dance our joy into patterns on the snow. Hey hi, the time is nigh.
There is precious little Gabriel Gold that is recorded. Gabriel, please. record more. We need more of your stuff. From Concertino 2018, this is Gabrielle Gold with Pieces of the Past.
These dreams are made of interlacing silver. They shine with figures dancing dressed in gold. Though all that may remain are slivers that the wrath of time delivers through its swift and ruthless fingers hold. He will chip away the years, reverse the clocks, turn back their gears, that for future knowing. All his wayward passions will prove something did endure. For his dreams are the reason we keep going into days of which we've never been quite sure.
So the hook in this particular song was written by Neil Gaiman. It's, "Find what you love and let it kill you." I can't think of a better way to go, honestly. From Arise, this is Annie Griffith with "Find What You Love."
Find what you love and let it kill you. A wise man said to me one day, say each and every scary day. Find what you love and let it kill you. Make good art enough. mother said,
hey, hey, hey,
means good advice is worth the taking. Throw away the worries, let the beauty grow inside your head. Don't let your heart be fooled by TV and useless stuff. Don't get into thinking that your passion isn't good enough. Everything that bought is dull. Find what you love and let it kill you. That's the way to live your life. Do what you love with every breath left to you. Our time is very beautiful and sometimes all too brief. Some time to sing a song, draw a picture, start to learn piano, play along.
Gives a damn if the notes are wrong.
Find what you love and let it kill you. Let your creation show the way. Today.
Somebody else who needs to put out more music, Yayla, come on! From Bleib auf der Couch, this is Yayla Schmidt with Old Fashioned Orc. I've got to work on my German.
I'm an old fashioned orc from before Tolkien's time. I changed through the ages as every creature will. Once I was Death's demon, then I was just his aid. Now I am a solitary hermit on my hill. I watch over the wild herds of stag, goat and elk. Whoever hunts within my realm will trek in vain. While I'm the herdsman, no huntsman will take one of my own. And he who tries will not live to see the day. Though I live all by myself, I am not alone. The trees that hide me are my friends at home. And I sit in silent solitude and watch the days go past. I like this life much better than the last. Stories told about my kind change who and what I am. The stories say I'm ugly, I am cruel and cold. Others say that in great need I am the best of friends. If you treat me right, you gain my treasure chest of gold. The stories change and in time they change me in their wake. Books spread faster than the spoken word once did. Even faster spread the pictures that seem to live and talk. I wake a different creature and I don't know where I fit. Day by day I feel more alone. The trees no longer seem to be my home. Still I sit in silent solitude and watch the days go fast. I liked myself much better in the past. I try to hold on, for my old self I fight. But my thoughts now turn to slaughter, bloodshed and to war. No matter what I want to be, I cannot change the tide. I have to be the way Britain orcs now are. So I turn into a soldier, cruel fighter and a beast. Your stories make me a demon once again. I had told enough of my old self to hate what I know well. For you made me the enemy of man. Surrounded by my kind, I am not alone, but I forget how it felt to be at home. The memories of solitude are vanishing too fast. I only hope that this change will not last. I only hope this change is not the last.
And unfortunately, we have some sad news. The Misbehavin' Maidens will be playing their final show in June. Yeah, I'm right there with you. But I have a feeling that even though they're going their separate ways, there's still gonna be mischief and misbehaving. From Sloppy Seconds, this is the Misbehaving Maidens with 1996.
Finboy got Dragon Ball, made sure to watch it all. One Grush kit a day, got high on model spray. Mech posters on his door, couldn't even see the floor. Never went to Japan, what happened to his plan? He was gonna be an idol, he was gonna be a star. Gonna get a replica of Nicky Basura's guitar. His desk job 8 to 3 is now the enemy. No more D&D nights, and nothing has been all right.
Since Akira Gokudo, way before Naruto, there was Von Zescaflone and Sailor Moon on USA. The newbies in high school, they tell us that we're uncool, 'cause we've had our Asian fix since 1996.
We've seen all the classics, every line we know. Kenshin the Slayers too, even Nadeshiko. We sang Sana's rap, knew all the guys in SMAP. Thought we'd get a hand on a member of Pris's band. Wear the bikinis made of tiger. And who's that Tenchi clone out screaming bloody murder? When did that OAV become TV? Whatever happened to tape trades, cell shades in the decades
since Akira Gokudo, way before Naruto, there was Von Zescaflone and Sailor Moon on USA. The newbies in high school, they tell us that we're uncool, 'cause we've had our Asian fix since 1996.
Wine and beer become tea and pop.
Tea and pop.
And when did pirates start using toy guns? Glad for Kids was dropped, dropped, dropped. Now show
Akira Gokudo, way before Naruto, there was Von Zescaflone and Sailor Moon on USA. The newbies in high school, they tell us that we're uncool, 'cause we've had our Asian fix since 1996. Akira Gokudo, way before Naruto, there was Von Zescaflone and Sailor Moon on USA. The newbies in high school, they tell us that we're uncool, 'cause we've had our Asian fix since 1996.
And here is someone who is going to be touring this summer. We actually have the pleasure of hosting a house concert for her and one of her traveling companions this August, so keep an eye on her website and see if she's coming anywhere near you. From Reset to Factory Specs, this is Leslie Hudson with Silent Era.
Outspoken for most of my life. I was an independent, unconventional wife. I am a daughter, estranged by truth. I've been the woman that I fantasized about in I can't look back at the past.
dry, and that silent air of me. Depression for all of my adult life. I've been a drinker, a taker, and danced to the rhythm with strife. I've been addicted to the pleasure of pain. I've been the picture, the mirror, the dragon, the
in the marsupial sub-basement of Crow and Dove House Studios, where we're always looking for folk events, house filks, online concerts, no matter the country. If you're doing an online show or a live show, let us know and we'll talk about it. If you're doing a fundraiser, let us know and we'll talk about it. Filkcast, a place where you can find out about filk everywhere. So what's going on?
There is a new online filk radio station called Dandelion Corner, brought to you by Katrina Joyner from Woke's Print Catalog. They are running 24 hours a day, and they will be digging into our archives on Wednesdays and playing some of our old shows. Go give them some support! Speaking of which, the Woke's Print Catalog is your online filk store. Lots of old and new stuff. Go check it out. The Vintage Filk Preservation page is on YouTube. Lots of long out-of-print tapes and good stuff there. Balticon will be May 26th through 29th. The music guest of honor is Technical Difficulties 2.0. Other performers include Roberta Rogow, Dr. Jim Thorne, Bolgar and the Stray, Matricula and the Salacious Crumbles, and Devo Spice. The Geekspin podcast has featured Dave Clement, the PDX Broadside, the Faithful Sidekicks, and many more. Go check them out. Filk Quest on YouTube, from No Budget Productions and Filk Ferret Productions, features interviews with all kinds of filkers. Way too many to name here, but it's a heck of a good time. Go check it out. And if you're looking for information for Filk Online, you can go to friendsoffilk.org, organized by Cecilia Eng. Thank you all so much for listening to episode 198.
You can find playlists and links at filkcast.com. You can find us on Facebook and Twitter. You can download us from most of your favorite podcast sources. And we can be heard Wednesdays at 6 a.m. and 9 p.m. Central on sci-fi.radio. As always, send us requests, send us music, send us links to music. We're always looking for new stuff. If you're willing to be a part of the street team, we have posted a couple of JPEGs on both the Blogspot page and on Facebook, one in color, one in black and white, that you can print and put on the freebie table at your local convention with information about the podcast. If you have any questions, you can send Eric an email at tiedyeeric@filkcast.com. Please help spread the word.
When it comes to parenting, you always want better than you had for your kids. A better world, a better career, but more than anything, you want them to be happy. And that's the biggest key. From Alone with Friends, this is Kat Greenberg with More Than Just a Dream. Stay safe, hug your loved ones, and keep fighting for the future we all deserve. We'll talk to you again next week.
I look upon my son and dream of what he might become, watching as he grows with hope and joy. In those dreams I see him always reaching for the stars, my intelligent, creative little boy. I dream of him excelling in both sciences and arts, discovering new planets while writing songs on dance guitars. Dreams of a mother's love see the world through his bright eyes, with no limits and each moment filled with wonder and surprise. News comes on and all I see is violence, malice, greed. At times it feels like strife is everywhere. Takes hold as I look upon my sweet child once again, and all my dreams dissolve into nightmares. I see the world's leaders vow revenge and endless war. I worry prejudice and hate will divide us ever more. The climate's turning deadly, will he have a place to grow? In fear born of a mother's love, the nightmares overflow. Will our children ever get to live their dreams? Or will they live in a nightmare caused by our extremes? It is we who hold the key, we must make our leaders see. The future of our children must be more than just a dream. See my little granddaughter, the world to her so new. Magic is in everything she sees. Mother's dreams of her future I know are bright and bold. She also has nightmares same as me. Opportunities to her still be denied? Will she be judged for looks and not the clever mind inside? Will she face harassment just because she's female born? Will society ever refuse to see that as the norm? Will our children ever get to live their dreams? Or will they live in a nightmare caused by our extremes? It is we who hold the key, we must make our leaders see. The future of our children must be more than just a dream. Each generation leave their kids a better world, and now it's time for us to take our turn. Reverse the hate that's taking hold, give warmth to hearts that have grown cold. Transform the nightmare to a dream once more, so our children will get to live their dreams, so they won't live in a nightmare caused by our extremes. It is we who hold the key, we must make our leaders see. The future of our children must be more than just a dream.
Lemon curry.